You're listening to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports station at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, and 104.1 FM. Up to the minute sports news about our teams in our town every 20 minutes on The Ticket Ticker at 10, 30, and 50 past the hour. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Big name guests and the guys who live here, work here, and go to the games here. Dunham and Miller, Norm Hitzkiss, Bad Radio, and The Hardline. The Ticket is live. The Ticket is local. The Ticket is all sports all the time. TheTicket.com. In the top 10 moments in ticket history, Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket is 10. The Ticket! We've lasted longer than Reiner's last four marriages. It's our 10th birthday party, live from the Hard Rock Cafe. Brought to you by Miller Lite, Dodge, Tanqueray, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 5:18. You're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, we need to tell everybody that what's about to happen here at the Ticket's 10th birthday get-together is going to be brought to you by Texas Tickets at 214-696-8001. Takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. This Sunday, the Little Mavericks take on the Sad Sack Kings. A true game of consequence, I think we would all agree, right?
Yes.
Well, Texas Tickets has 2-for-1.
Look at there.
What? The great Jimmy Davis. Great Jimmy Davis.
Yes.
One of the original sales guys at the Ticket.
Now, there's a guy that can relate to what we're about to talk about.
Right. Yep.
Darn right.
I love it.
2-for-1, 214-696-8001. If it takes a ticket, call Texas Tickets. 2-for-1, Little Mavericks and the Sad Sack Kings this Sunday. All right, so you're wanting to talk pre-on-air ticket? Is that what you're wanting to do here?
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys all day. And
I'd rather talk about the Rangers.
Oh. We'll get to that next segment, maybe. Hey, I want to see how many baseball players we can name.
We'll do that next week.
Okay.
Where shall we begin here?
Well,
a starting point?
We talked about the beer we had at Fridays.
Yes.
July or August of 93?
I believe that was July.
I actually remember a conversation that you and I had about, it may have been a year before that, and it was after a Mavericks game, mm-hmm. and we went to Louis to have a beer. And we're sitting there talking, and I remember asking you, why is there not an all-sports radio station
in Dallas? I was there that night.
Were you there?
I was there that night. You and Grego and me had that conversation many times.
Yeah.
We were always...
Many times.
And we actually believed the crap that was out there. Well, you know, you're not going to get the Rangers away from BAP. You know, you're not going to get the Cowboys away from KRLD.
Everybody thought you had to have a franchise.
We were conditioned to think that you had to have a franchise, and if you didn't do that, as far as your talk show host, you had to have Brad Sham or Randy Galloway or Norm Hitzkiss. You had to have those. And if you didn't have all those elements, then you couldn't even start a station. Yeah, you couldn't even do it.
Yeah.
So basically, you couldn't do it because of BAP.
Right.
That was the
consensus. Everybody was just scared of them.
Because they had the Mavericks, they had the Rangers at that time, they had Grandpa Urine.
Right.
And they were just too big.
Big signal.
Right. Big signal. They were just too big.
All right, so unbeknownst to us, Rhines and Jeff Dunbar kind of getting the wheels in motion. Spence
right.
Kendrick, all you guys kind of started to get together. And then around that July or August of 93, after one of the Ranger games that got rained out, which
right.
I've forgotten about,
right.
Rhines takes me over to Fridays to have a beer.
And the only reason Grego wasn't in on this is because he wasn't there that night.
Right. But apparently, the idea was picking up enough steam where you had to start telling us
about it. Yeah, it had picked up enough momentum, and I had discussed the idea of doing this with this group of virtual unknowns that I knew and gotten enough of a sign-off on this to where I felt like I should probably tell you guys that, look, this might happen.
So he says to me, I've got something to tell you, and it may not happen for a year, it may not happen for 5 years, it may never happen. But it might happen rather quickly. So just, all I want you to do is file it away. Just make a note of it and file it away.
The real laborious Reiner setup is something.
He told me to file it away probably 30 times.
I don't remember that.
You're not filing, Junior. File.
The precursor to mental notes, Georgie.
It is in the works. But an all-sports station will be starting up here in Dallas. And I want you to be a part of it. And I want Grego to be a part of it. I'm in on the planning of it. I don't know when it's going to happen. Just file it away, damn it. File it away.
File it now.
You're not filing.
I just want to know if you would be interested.
Take off your shirt and file.
So at the time, I said, sure, I'd be more than interested because I'm going nowhere at KRLD. Grego was in the same position at WBAP. And it started really happening a lot quicker than I thought it was based on the talk that we had, and thought it was.
Actually, I was trying to undersell a little bit. It happened about as quick as I thought it would, but I was
trying
to undersell.
It happened quicker than the 50-year time frame that Reiner gave you.
When we retire, we're going to have an opportunity.
Well, basically, three months later, we're all talking about, okay, what day should we quit our jobs, because it sounds like the ticket's going on the air in December.
Because it was a matter of days before Reiner took me and had the conversation with Nick. He'd already told you. And Ron, do you remember we went on the top? We were on the roof.
Yeah, we were taking a walk.
Yeah, we were on the roof of the old press box.
Right.
At Arlington Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me about all this.
Kind of making out, you know. I'm sorry, Grego. Please continue.
Well, that's about it. I mean, we were just, he told me about it. And I'm like, you know, it's more or less stunned.
Now, what were you doing at this time? You were working at BAP with Galloway.
Yeah, I was a producer for him. I'd get the fill-in here and there, but very seldom.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, if I wanted to work there for probably the next 20 years, I probably could.
At BAP.
But I was going nowhere.
Same job. Like Steve Lamb?
I would love to have had that. No, I wasn't even having that at all. I was just going to be chasing tape and being a low-level flunky, which at the time...
You liked it.
I thought I had one of the best jobs in there was. But we all sat up there in the press box or at Reunion Arena or wherever and talked about how great it would be to have a job where you talk sports and you had your own talk show.
Now, what are we talking about here when you guys had your talks? Is this July or what is
it? Yeah, this is July.
July of 93.
Yeah, this is July of 93, I'd say.
And the original idea was for Grego and Rhines and me to do the afternoon show, the three of us.
Right. But then I wanted George in on it somewhere. I wanted him on board.
Yeah.
I didn't have a real clear-cut idea what I wanted him to do. And one day, Junior said, you know, why don't you let me and George do a show? Because he thought that somebody would get blown away with three of us on there. And you're probably right. Well, somebody would have.
As strong a personalities as you two have, I figured I would probably been the one that got blown away.
But even before that, we'd all talked about George when we all knew about
it. Yeah, but we figured he wouldn't come on board.
You know, he had a wife, two new kids, and you know he couldn't quit his job because he had too much going for him. But then all of a sudden, Junior drops the bombshell on us that, hey, George is in.
Do you remember when I told you?
Absolutely. Yeah. We're in the production room at TSN, and the reason why I said here's why, I'd started to move away from being on the air because.
Yeah, you were headed towards sales, weren't you?
I was traveling around the state doing affiliate relations. Well, because I had to start making a living.
But once again, pretty good gig.
And I was starting to get away from why I got into radio was to be on the air.
Yeah.
And I was in the same boat of, I think it would work. An all-sports station would work. Let's just see if it... And I didn't blink. I mean, I was scared to death, but I said, absolutely,
And so then, that was the four of us then, that we were pretty much all in. But even before then, I've told this story a million times, I wasn't really convinced I was going to go. Because, you know, even though I
was... Yeah, really, he was the last big holdout.
I mean, I really...
In fact, can we back up just for a second and get back to George here?
Yeah.
When I first started talking George up with Junior, because I didn't know him that well.
We saw each other at Ranger games.
Yeah, I heard him on the air a few times. I thought he was good. I'd heard his Norm Hitzkus. I thought that was really funny. In fact, that sold me on him more than anything else. You know, I figured that anybody that could imitate a guy like that, there had to be a place
because
for him.
Back then, George was doing the Friday night high school football game with Craig Way.
Yeah.
And he was doing the color, and he was great.
And I started talking him up to Junior, and I told him, well, why don't you see if you can get George to call me? So one day he does, and he says, well, you know, look, I don't know if I can get in on this or not, but... I think it's really a great idea, and I really, you know, wish you guys the best with it, whether I'm in on it or not or whatever. And we just kind of left it at that. And then a couple weeks later, he called me back again, And he starts talking about, man, I'm doing this sales thing now, and I'm on the road a lot. I'm doing affiliate relations and all this other stuff, and it's just keeping me awake at night. And I got quotas and budgets and stuff, and I hate it, man. And
yeah,
then
I
started, and then I mean, do you remember the whole
thing?
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
And then I started thinking, you know, we might have a shot here. We might have a shot with George.
Oh, yeah.
And really, I guess, you know, everything that happened after that had kind of happened on your end because, yeah, Junior just called me one day and said, I just talked to George and he is in.
But the thing that was, I don't know why we're all so worried about this, but the problem is, like, we were good friends with Craig Way. You know, you had a good relationship with Galloway at the time, and I think that was the hardest thing was just telling those people, hey, I'm leaving this and to do something else. I mean, that was a hard thing
to
do.
And plus, we all had jobs that we liked.
Yeah.
That was good, that we liked. Even though they were dead end, there was a million people trying to get those dead end jobs.
Sure. And they were stable dead end jobs.
Exactly.
And we were about to go to something that may be on the air for 6 weeks or 60 years.
Yeah, but, may make it, may not.
But I was thinking all along, and I mean, I was, you know, Junior, you and I talked about this, and I was one leaning, I don't think I'm going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think I'm going to do it. But one thing changed. I was doing the Rangers, the extra innings. And it was a Friday night game. They got beat by the, Kevin Brown pitched a three-hitter. And they got beat by the White Sox 2-1.
And then I knew I was going to the ticket.
You going to let me tell the story or are you going to screw it up? So I was in there on a Friday night. And Kevin Brown destroyed the clubhouse. You remember when he did this, Ron?
Yeah.
He destroyed the clubhouse.
Right.
And so, you know, I was in there. And I
mean, he took a bat to the walls, yes. Bats to the locker.
He destroyed the
knocking
place.
Stuff over and everything.
And so I was in there that night. And Rafi told me, he goes, you know, man, he's killing us the way he's acting. And then at the time, Reed Ryan was an intern at BAP. And he told me, he goes, you know, my dad told me that in all his years of baseball that Kevin Brown was the most selfish guy ever. I'm like, what's some good stuff? So I went on the next night after they played and did the extra inning, kind of blasting. Not blasting at all.
Just compared to what we do now.
Just pretty much telling that, hey, he's a very selfish player. And, you know, it's been said that he's really hurting the team with his attitude, da-da-da-da-da. They called me into the office and just ripped me apart. Said, you can't say stuff like that. You know, you just, I said, well, you know, and then I told him, I said, well, hey, he told me this. They said, that doesn't matter. I said, but it's the truth. They said, the truth doesn't matter. You can't say stuff like that. And then.
But it was more like, you can't say stuff like that.
Yeah, and so then I was, stupid, naive me, I bring up the fact. I said, well, you know, Galloway says it. Oh, wait just a minute. Galloway can do it. You can't. And at that moment, that light went off in my head that, you know, you're never going to be able to hear it. That's it. I mean, and so, Rhines, you remember this?
Yeah.
I called Rhines from the office. Right,
pick up the phone. Hello. And there were two words. I'm in.
That's the honest to God truth. I mean, that was it right there. That's when I knew that I've got to take a chance because if I stay here, you know, you can never move up in that. And that's all you're ever going to be thought of. So by then, I was in.
Now, didn't you have a moment like that, too?
Yeah.
Where they told you that you know,
not
maybe some
funny.
Other guy could be this or that, but you couldn't.
Yeah, Charlie Serafin said, you're not a funny guy.
Yeah, I was doing the weekend talk show at KRLD, and I did a segment where I was joking around or making wisecracks. I don't know what it was. Oh, I remember I played a cut of Gary Carter crying, and I made fun of how this big, tough catcher was crying.
The Dick Vermeer
well,
stuff.
Well, that Monday, I get called into the boss's office and just get laid into, you are not funny. You are not supposed to be funny, and you should never be funny. Dale Hansen is the only one in the sports department that's funny and allowed to be funny on this station.
George says that to me all the time.
And I just thought, you've got to be kidding me.
See, that's the way I felt, too. You know, I thought I was doing a good job. But hey, I was doing my job, went down there, talked to people, and had a source, and it's true.
Oh, the handcuffs they put on me at that station were amazing.
And so then, I'm in. And you're in. And Georgie's in.
So off we went.
Yeah. So then we kind of had, but we still didn't have anybody else to do the mornings or the afternoons.
But
and at the time, Ron, we didn't even know if we were going to have a local.
morning or afternoon
show.
That's
true. I know we're just going to give up.
I know we're going to get Spence up here, our original owner, to talk about this further. That was the thing. From that point until we went on the air January 24th, we didn't know if and when we're getting on the air. And we used to call each other every night. And it's funny now, but at the time, my heart would sink. Every time I'd pick up the phone, it'd be Grego. And he wouldn't even say hi. He wouldn't say, how you doing? He'd say, things are not good. And that went on for 3 months.
And see, that's another thing, is the fact that that nobody knew about this. This was a secret. This is one of the best kept secrets ever. Because in the media business, there are no secrets. Everybody knows your business. But everybody knew about this. And then when word started filtering out, Junior, you and I used to just laugh our ass off.
Yeah, because everybody else in the media was sure that they were part of the ticket.
Everybody knew who was going to be. Hey, I know who's going to be at that all-sports station.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll pick up the story from here. A little bit later on, we're going to get Spence up here, and there are some other guys that are going to further illuminate this tale. But we'll pick it up here next on The Ticket.